This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. So the University of Malaya Students Union has been asking UM to conduct final exams online because of worries over a surge in COVID-19 cases of the Omicron variant. We find out more.
So in a statement, the student union said that final exams being conducted online is important so as to guarantee the safety of the students. And I'm just quoting from their statement here. They said, this is because mass gatherings in the examination halls will expose and increase the risk of spreading COVID-19 among the UM students. So they're also urging students who have been placed under quarantine to be given the option to proceed or to postpone the examinations. And I think this is coming from a place of experience, right? They talked about how students already have to worry about COVID-19 while being under quarantine on top of the stress of their exams.
Yeah, there are also further sorts of observations, to put it mildly, I suppose, from the union about how things have perhaps been handled in terms of their feelings of safety around the pandemic. So the union, for example, said that it is a failing of the university administration in controlling the spread of COVID-19 on campus that caused students to have to quarantine in the first place, and therefore the university should be more sympathetic. So an online petition has started calling for final exams to be held online, as well as relevant faculties to decide on this matter soon. It has garnered over 3,000 signatures at last look. And we did get in touch with University of Malaya to get their response. We're waiting for them to get back to us. As and when they do, we'll update the story.
I think this is actually coming on the wake of very similar concerns from many people, right? I mean, in this case, it's students, but as we'll hear a little bit later on today on Twitter, even people who have now been asked to go back to the workplace and so on, a lot of concerns about whether the people actually in charge of that space are doing enough to account for safety, to account for the fact that people might actually be worried. What in terms of this is going to take into account all of those things while ensuring businesses, as usual, in some regard, can go on?
Yeah, and I think it is perhaps especially loaded in the case of university students, in the case of university students taking exams, because this is not necessarily something that you can redo. It's not something that you can get a do-over if things don't go well. At this point in your academic career, it does feel very life and death, right? It feels like something you have to do in order to do well. And I guess the question here is whether or not people feel that they are capable of doing their best when they are also worried about all these other things. And that's really where it stands at this moment in time. So we'd like to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? Again, we are discussing the fact that the University of Malaya Students Union has been asking for the university to conduct final exams online because of concerns over a surge in Omicron cases. We'd like to hear from you. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be joined by Afiq Ikhwan, president of the University of Malaya Student Union. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bombing frustrated minds, BFM 89.9.
It is 5:11 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're talking today about a call from the University of Malaya Students Union for the university to conduct final exams online. Students are concerned over a surge in Omicron cases. We'd like to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Speaking to us now about this is Afiq Ikhwan, president of the University of Malaya Student Union. Afiq, thanks for taking the time.
Hi.
So as we said, the union has been urging the university to conduct exams online. Tell us about the situation. When was it announced that students would have to be physically in campus for exams?
Okay, for the next question first, for my concern, first of all, it's physical exam. For now, it's not a good time to do physical exam. Why? But in university, about physical exam, university sudah discuss dari awal lagi. Sudah discuss dari awal. Because the module sudah start dari awal. Because the module physical exam dah ada, tapi they do not plan to plan B. Module like online. So that why sekarang di first UM, physical exam masih diteruskan. Tapi tak semua fakulti lah. Hanya dua fakulti saja. Yang lain dah tukar pada online. Hanya dua fakulti saja yang teruskan physical exam. Because mereka do not prepare about the second module online.
What are some of your main worries about this decision?
So this is actually melibatkan kesihatan pelajar. Itu my concern. Very concern about kesihatan pelajar. Itu risau because in UM, I share, in UM dah ada cluster. Tapi keadaan dikontrol dengan baik oleh kita sama union, dia sama HP, dia sama college. So di UM, kita ada sediakan pusat quarantine untuk kontak rapat dan pusat quarantine untuk positif COVID. So kita split. Kita serius tentang itu. Tetapi itu, my concern yang sekarang ni, kita susah nak detect siapa yang positif atau siapa yang negatif. Sangat susah nak detect. Itu my concern. Saya cadang kepada universiti di mana untuk go online. If tak dapat juga nak go online, if universiti decide cannot go online, tapi kena provide test kit kepada semua pelajar yang physical exam. Dan itu universiti ada buat tapi untuk gejala saja. Dia nak bagi tu ho-fu pada semua student yang physical exam. Tapi yang bergejala saja. Itu tak bagus because student, mereka takut. If mereka positif, mereka kena counting. If mereka pergi counting, mereka tak boleh jawab final exam. Bukan tak boleh jawab, ditangguhkan sekejap. Itu the big problem.
So at the moment then, what has the student union been doing and how has the university responded?
Okay, for student union yang kita push. Kita sangat push to online. So kita datang dengan tuntutan pelbagai. First online. Second, kalau if tak dapat online, kita minta pengecualian yuran college kepada semua pelajar yang physical exam. So di mana if mereka duduk di college, mereka tidak perlu bayar yuran college untuk physical exam. Untuk dalam tempoh mereka physical exam hingga habis. Itu utama. Yang kedua. Yang ketiga, yang kita minta, yang kita demand for university is buat test kit. Provide the test kit. Ready in Dewan Exam. Dewan Pengasihan tu, pihak universiti kena ready kat sana. Pantau SOP sekeras mungkin. Make sure tak ada perkumpulan, tak ada yang berkumpul-kumpul semua. Yang tu kita demand. Dan kita demand juga yang terakhir, kita demand yang pihak universiti perlu transparent menyebabkan data COVID. Walaupun di Universiti Malaya, status COVID memang dipublishkan setiap minggu. Tapi dia hanya dipublish secara general. Dia tidak spesifik di setiap college. Itu kita demand kepada pihak universiti.
So, when you guys went back to campus, what's the procedure been like in terms of health and safety? What kind of precautions has the university put in place?
Universiti ikut KPI, ikut SOP daripada KPT. Perlu, sebelum mereka masuk universiti, mereka perlu pergi ke satu kawasan dekat KPS untuk register. Di mana if mereka pergi ke college, sangat berisiko. So dekat situ universiti akan provide, universiti akan check mereka bergejala ke tidak. So first masuk UM pada semester pada awal semester ini, memang kita provide test kit. Memang universiti provide. Dan kita pun demand benda tu, memang universiti memang patuh betul-betul SOP untuk make sure tak ada gejala dalam UM. Tapi lama-lama dia jadi tak ada test kit. Dia fokus pada bergejala sahaja. Dia ada simptom. So itu is not good because kita kena ready setiap masa. Tapi saya jamin bahawa universiti actually, saya terlibat secara langsung juga, universiti dengan student bekerja sangat rapat untuk make sure bahawa SOP untuk kemasukan pelajar tu perfect. So waktu kemasukan memang tak ada. Tapi waktu dah ada dalam college tu, pelajar keluar masuk, itu datang risikonya. If UN tak tidak boleh tutup pintu pagar, kalau UN tutup pintu pagar, student lagi stres. So kita bagi cuba-cuba. Cuma kita ingatkan kepada mahasiswa untuk jaga patuh SOP. Because UN duduk di kawasan tengah bandar.
And I mean, even though this is something that, as you say, the student union hasn't agreed to, final exams have already started, they're being conducted physically. How are you feeling about this?
Actually, I'm disappointed because university do not saya tak salah kepada universiti lah. Universiti buat dah terbaik. Tapi disebabkan oleh tidak ada di pekat dasar fakulti tu, tidak menyediakan second module untuk prepare plan A, plan B. If plan A cannot do it, just do plan B. Kita sepatut prepare. So, in future, apa yang saya cadangkan pada semua fakulti untuk kita prepare? Dah ada pelbagai situation. Plan A, physical. Plan B, online. Plan C, hybrid. If perlu. Dan kita dah sedia dari awal. Dia mengikut keadaan, kita just do it. Sangat fleksibel. Itu saya tekan kepada universiti untuk do the fleksibel. Memudahkan pelajar.
And what are the SOPs currently for students who are taking physical exams?
Okay. So for physical exam, actually it's normal like gathering, program gathering di luar, program apa-apa. Sama kuasa dia, kena check, kena declare kesihatan first, kena check suhu, sama proses dia. Untuk you masuk ke dalam kawasan yang ada dewan yang tertutup. Kuasa yang sama. Cuma perjalanan dalam itu sangat, saya boleh kata pihak universiti ambil serius tentang ini. Sangat ketat. Sebab saya baru lepas meeting dengan pihak universiti, pukul 8:30 pagi tadi, dan saya pressure pihak universiti untuk ketatkan, make sure penjagaan dijaga, SOP dijaga semua. Dan di pihak union, kita baru dapat sponsor daripada YP Farming, ahli parlimen lebah pantai, untuk buat 1,000 test kit kepada mahasiswa yang tengah final exam. So kita pun dah berjaya diagihkan test kit tu. Test kit tu untuk kegunaan mereka is emergency. If mereka rasa tak mampu nak pergi ke klinik pelajar, universiti pelajar untuk test, mereka boleh test sendiri di rumah atau di college. Itu di union kita dah buat, kita dah agihkan 1,000 test kit pada semua pelajar yang physical exam.
So the union is asking for tuition fee charges to be waived for students who have to quarantine after their finals and for those who had to postpone it. Tell us why this is important.
Because it's important is kita nampak dalam keadaan COVID tidak ada yang untung. Maksudnya tak ada orang yang get a profit. Semua rugi. Cuma rugi besar atau rugi kecil. Itu. So untuk kita ringankan lagi beban mereka dengan masalah kewangan mereka, dengan stres yang mereka nak finalize, dengan pengecualian yuran ini akan dapat lega mereka. Di mana if mereka baru lepas habis final exam, mereka nak tunggu di college sekejap untuk self quarantine. Sebab kita tak tahu kita positif bila kan. So, kita self quarantine di college dulu sebelum kita balik ke rumah lepas habis final exam. So dekat situ membantunya. Maksudnya kita nak elakkan daripada dia mereka bawa wabak ni ke rumah. Family mereka terinfect sekali. Each charge, isu yang college charge macam biasa, mereka akan cepat balik sebab mereka tak nak duduk college, nanti kena charge lagi. That's why pengecualian yuran college tu so important. Because kita nak student UN flexible. Mereka tidak rasa takut, mereka tidak rasa stres, kewangan mereka stabil semua. Itu yang kita mahukan.
Afiq, moving forward, what action do you hope to see from the university?
Actually, action from university, Universiti Melayu, for me, management Universiti Melayu, tapi Universiti Melayu, good. Personally, mereka sangat dengar kesan student, mereka terlibat ke student dalam jawatankuasa itu. Tapi, itu yang kita nak, pelibatan yang lebih detail, lebih rapat. Maksudnya tidak ada sembunyian data di sini. Tak ada yang orang kata, ini kes 100 orang yang kena positif, minggu depan baru umumkan. Tidak, itu kita nak selaju mungkin. Kalau hari ini 1,000, hari ini tak dipublishkan 1,000. Contoh, tak sampai lagi lah, UM sampai positif 1,000. So, for me, aspek student Universiti Melayu kena laju sedikit melibatkan data ni. Yang penting untuk kita publish data yang siapa yang positif, siapa yang kontak rapat di Universiti Melayu, sangat important bagi for me. Because itu akan menyedarkan student untuk patuh SOP. I will give example. In college 3, ada positif dalam 10 orang. Student KK college 4 atau college 7 untuk pergi ke college 3, mereka rasa takut. Mereka tak nak pergi. So tak apalah, mereka tak nak pergi. So mereka aware tentang tu. Mereka akan patuh. Hey, ini dah, college kita dah ada 10 orang. So kita kena pakai mask. Kita nak make sure SOP kita jaga. Tidak ada lepak sampai pukul 3 pagi, 4 pagi. Ha. Itu yang menentukan. So last point saya adalah universiti perlu rangka plan A, plan B, plan C. Kita tidak boleh predict apa yang berlaku in future. Cannot predict. So kita kena rangka plan. If that situation happen, plan apa nak guna? Itu yang saya ingin cadangkan, yang saya harapkan.
Afiq, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay. Thank you.
That was Afiq Ikhwan, president of the University Malaya Student Union, talking to us about their call for the university to conduct final exams online because of concerns over a surge in Omicron cases. We'd like to hear from you. Share your thoughts with us. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.